A man from Ava that was injured in a motorcycle accident in Taney County Saturday passed away on Monday. The Highway Patrol says the 20-year-old man passed away at Cox South in Springfield, where he was taken after he hit the rear of a vehicle that was turning in Marion Woods. A man from Pocahontas has been arrested for sexual assault. 42-year-old Thomas Fingy was arrested last night. He's charged with felony sexual indecency with a child and felony second-degree sexual assault. He was taken to the Randolph County Detention Center. A former Lawrence County, Arkansas man has been sentenced on rape charges. Brandon Allen Leonard pled guilty to his part in the rape and sexual exploitation of a child. He accepted a negotiated plea to charges of rape, engaging a child in sexual explicit conduct, and producing, directing a sexual performance by a child. Leonard was sentenced to 20 years on the rape charge, 20 years for engaging a child in sexual explicit conduct, and 20 years on the charge of producing, directing a sexual performance by a child. The Carter County Sheriff's Department reports the arrest of a man from Grandin for arson. Investigators for the Carter County Sheriff's Office initiated an investigation into an arson incident that occurred in the Grandin area. Through diligent efforts, investigators gathered sufficient evidence to pursue charges against Wesley Smith of Grandin. Smith has since been formally charged with arson in the first degree and arson second degree, no bond, and is currently being held in the Carter County Detention Center. A woman from Success was arrested by the Highway Patrol Wednesday on felony charges. 43-year-old Patricia Johnson was arrested. She's charged with four counts of possession of a controlled substance, possession of paraphernalia, and several other traffic violations. She was taken to the Texas County Justice Center and placed on a 24-hour hold. A Mountain Home man was arrested Wednesday evening in Baxter County. 26-year-old Cole Brom was arrested on charges of felony theft of property and two counts of misdemeanor criminal mischief. He's being held in Baxter County Detention Center with bond set at $5,740. The Missouri State Highway Patrol Troop G reports two injury accidents on Wednesday. A 50-year-old man from Oklahoma suffered moderate injuries when he drove off the roadway and overturned the car he was driving, hitting a fence. That accident happened on US 60, a quarter mile west of Dunn in Texas County. A man from Springfield suffered minor injuries when he drove off the road and struck a bluff. That accident happened on Highway 5, 9 miles north of Gainesville. Troop E of the Missouri Highway Patrol reports one injury accident on Wednesday. A 72-year-old man from Donovan suffered minor injuries when he hit the rear of another vehicle. That accident happened on US 160, 1 mile east of Donovan. Wright County Sheriff Sonny Beverly has announced his retirement. The sheriff made the announcement on social media on Wednesday. Beverly still has 2 years left on his term. An interim sheriff has not yet been announced. The City of Thayer is excited to announce that two of its employees have been honored with awards. Mike Alexander, the wastewater treatment plant manager, was named by the Missouri Rural Wastewater as their Operator of the Year last fall. Then on Tuesday, City Clerk Brent Collins was named the Office Professional of the Year for 2025. Congratulations to both men. Cold Springs Access has been closed temporarily due to safety concerns. The Arkansas Game and Fish Commission closed the access because of a large scour hole at the end of the boat ramp, causing a severe drop-off. The Arkansas Game and Fish Commission urges the public to respect all closure signs and construction barricades for their own safety and the efficiency of the repair crews. October and November are peak months for deer to be on the move, and the Missouri Department of Transportation is reminding drivers to be prepared and not drive distracted. According to the Highway Patrol, Missouri consistently ranks 10th to 15th in the country in deer vehicle collisions each year. In 2024, there were 2,952 crashes with deer, with 4 deaths and 420 injuries reported. Deer are the most active at dawn and dusk, and do unpredictable things such as stopping in the middle of the road when crossing. A deer that is calmly standing on the side of the road may suddenly leap into traffic. MoDOT offers a number of tips for safety to avoid collisions with deer. You can check those out by going to our website at ecomnewsnetwork.com.